Praise the Lord. It is great to be a Christian, isn't it? God has so many wonderful things for those that's given their heart to the Lord Jesus Christ. And I just appreciate the way the Lord is mindful of us. I want to thank everybody for your attendance during this revival. And I appreciate the good attendance on the board today. All this year, people's been coming to church. And we've been meeting our average from beating that every Sunday so far this year. Amen. Isn't that great? Let's just keep it up, folks. Amen. I want to read from Acts chapter 10, but I want to thank you again for all the food that's been brought out. And I know I can't list everybody. I have thanked some people, and I just tell you, I need to thank everybody. May the Lord bless you for coming, and as well as bringing out food and giving in the offering. Please be in prayer about tonight's service, because God can do great things again tonight. Acts chapter 10, and I appreciate this wonderful story, and I love the fact that God opened up salvation and the power of the Holy Ghost to us Gentiles here in Acts chapter 10. Hallelujah. The Bible says in verse 31, verse 31 said, and Cornelius said, thy prayer, then said Cornelius, thy prayers heard and thine alms are had in remembrance in the sight of God. Send therefore to Joppa and call hither Simon, whose surname is Peter. He is lodged in a house of one Simon, a tanner, by the seaside, who when he cometh shall speak unto thee. Immediately therefore I sent to thee, and thou hast done well that thou art come. Now therefore we are all here present before God to hear all things that are commanded thee of God. Then Peter opened his mouth and said, of a truth, I perceive that God is no respecter of person. But in every nation, he that feareth him and worketh righteousness is accepted with him. The word which God sent unto the children of Israel, preaching peace by Jesus Christ, he is Lord of all. The word, I say, ye know, which was published throughout all Judea, and began from Galilee after the baptism which John preached, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. And we are witnesses of all things which he did, both in the land of the Jews and in Jerusalem, whom they slew and hanged on a tree. Him, God, raised up the third day and showed him openly, not to all the people, but unto witnesses chosen before of God, even to us who did eat and drink with him after he rose from the dead. And he commanded us to preach unto the people and to testify that it is he which was ordained of God to be judge of quick and dead. To him give all the prophets witness, and through his name whosoever believeth in him shall receive remission of sins. While Peter yet spake these words, the Holy Ghost fell on all them which heard the word. I want to go back to verse 33, and in the middle of it, it says, now therefore are we all here present before God to hear all things that are commanded thee of God. Amen. I want to preach this morning on how to come to church. Amen. How to come to church. Now, the fact is, the first point that we learn from these Gentiles that really were pretty ignorant about the things of God, living up to what they knew, but still pretty ignorant. The first thing that we know is you have to show up. We are all here present before God. That's one thing you got to do to really get the most out of church. If you don't go, guess what? You're not going to get anything. And so these people had a right attitude about going to church. They wanted to go. And I believe that that's the right attitude we all need to have. I realize there's sometimes people are too sick, and sometimes there are things that hinder us. But all that being laid aside, there needs to be something within our hearts to want to go to church. Sister Della, I'll tell you what, y'all remember her all stooped over? And some people I know, listen, I understand. I hope y'all don't think that I'm being too harsh here, but there's been some people call me up and tell me they didn't feel like coming to church, and Sister Della would pass them up coming to church. And you know what? I have a feeling she felt a whole lot worse than some people that stayed away from church. As she was Miss Faithful, was she not? Thank God for it. She'd get prayer for her body. And many times, you know, she'd shout, amen, shake her head and shout, and the Lord would move upon her. And I thought to myself, you know, here she's a shouting, and you know she's, I mean, she couldn't even straighten up. She's a shouting, and I don't know exactly how old she was. Can't remember right now off the top of my head, but she was a faithful saint of God to the house of God. And you know, people like that, they're going to get something out of church. They really are. I realize there may be some tender-hearted person here that says, well, I'll tell you what, I just couldn't make it, and Brother Lloyd's shooting at me. That's not who I'm shooting at. I'll tell you who I'm shooting at. If you stay home for practically any reason, that there's almost a little sniffle, there's almost a little earache, there's almost a little ingrown toenail, you're the one I'm after, because you know what? You're never going to get anything out of church unless you go to church. And you can complain about how church just ain't what I really like anymore. They don't do it. And you don't ever come. You don't even know what goes on at church. You don't even come to church enough to know what goes on at church. We've been having a move of the Holy Ghost around here. Did y'all know that? Now listen, I'm not shooting at people, but I'll tell you, you got to go to church in order to enjoy church. And then, I tell you one more thing here. Amen. You got to be present even when you go to church. We are all present. You know as well as I do, there's been times we have all physically been here. I have physically been here, and my mind has been wandering to other places. Now, I'm just going to tell you, in order to get anything out of church, you're going to have to not only just show up physically, you really got to be here. I tell you, when people are more interested in clipping their fingernails than what's going on at church, I just don't know if they're too intense about being here.
What's that?
All right. Sister Mandy's saying, preach, Brother Lloyd, preach. Now listen, folks, I love everybody here, and I love going to church with all of y'all. But if you're going to get the most out of church, you got to go, first of all. And second of all, when you show up, you got to be here. When the song is sung, you got to be here in the song. Listen, I know the devil sometimes has a lot to do with even distracting things. I felt in all reality, there was a part of that service last night where the devil was hindering. And I felt like when we took authority over that, that spirit had to leave and we had liberty to do something. So it's not just, say, carnality on our part. Sometimes we forget, we come to church and we forget this is a spiritual battle. This is a spiritual warfare that we're in. We're not just, this is not like showing up at a ball game. And I realize there's a battle between teams, you know, but this is a battle between us and the devil. This is a battle between the forces of heaven and the forces of the devil. And so there's sometimes the devil will try to distract us and hinder us and weigh us down so that we can't get the most out of church. But we have to bring every thought into captivity and submit it to the authority of Jesus Christ, because that's the only way we're going to get the most out of church, folks. We have to be here. I can make excuses. I understand there's some people that's worked all night, or maybe they tended a sick child, and you know, there's all kinds of things. But you all understand, except for real reasons, we need to focus our attention on what's going on in a church service. Amen. We've got some things that have to be done. We're all present. Now, I believe to get the most out of church service, we really need to be in unity. We're all present. Amen. This man Cornelius got his family together, his household together in unity in a great way. I want to ask you, what do you really want out of a church service? I want God. I want God. I want Him to speak to us. I want to know He's in our presence. I want to know that we please Him. I want to lift up God. Listen, I want God to be all through our church service. I want to love God. I want to serve God. I want to worship God. I want a church service where God is everywhere, all through every song, every testimony. I've been in church services where testimony meetings, they were not in any wise uplifting to God whatsoever. They was either telling about what they did that day, or they was, you know, there was one testimony meeting out in Colorado. This woman felt like a man in the church. She had gave some money to do some work, didn't do it right. And she stood and testified about, well, I'll tell you, if you pay somebody to do something, you know, they need to do it right. I'm telling you, they need to get it right. And she was just laying down the law. What she's saying was really true, but everybody knew what the problem was. And she really made it obvious when she turned and stuck her tongue out at the guy. Now, let me tell you something, that is not what church is for right there. We're here to lift up Jesus, right? Amen. Brother Mike Maxson said years ago, he said, sometimes our testimony meetings fulfill that scripture. It said, the dumb spake and the people marveled. Amen. Listen, folks. We're here to lift up Jesus. It's all about God. We are all here present. And we have things we need to get done. We need to have some souls saved. There are people going to hell. And we have to do our best to be the church we need to be in order to create an atmosphere where people can get right with God. Listen, folks, I remember when I was young and not right with God. I remember hearing preachers preach. There was a man named Thomas Adams that preached. I remember him preaching one night at a youth rally. He scared me to death. I'll tell you, he scared me. And I felt conviction on my spirit and soul. And I thank God for times where conviction fell on me when a preacher preached a horrifying message. Joy Hyde preached on hell. It scared me. I'm telling you, thank God for scary moves of God like that. But I also have to admit, when the Holy Ghost fell on the church and the church rejoiced, I felt uncomfortable just as well. They were happy, and I was under conviction. I want you to know the Spirit of God can wrestle somebody away from their sins while the church is having a move of the Holy Ghost. I've seen it time and time again. The night that Sister Aileen got saved, people was a-shouting and running and, amen, praying in the altar. And we had a baptismal service, and they was praying in the foyer back there. The Holy Ghost was moving all over this place. And, friend, that's the type of church services that we desperately, desperately need. Because those powerful services, amen, can loose sinners from their evil, wicked ways and bring them. It can cause a backslider to realize how much joy there is in the house of God, in their Father's house. Friend, I want to have church, don't you all? I want to lift up the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise the name of the Lord. And I want us to have some unity about this. Glory to God. I realize there's natural distractions. I remember when we had little children. I understand that they demand attention. I understand that there's some things about taking care of them that is just naturally distracting. But I also understand, friend, that there's a God that we need to keep them in an atmosphere of. How's, you know, little children are spiritual beings as well as physical beings, and it's good for them to be in a good Holy Ghost service. It's good for them to know their moms and dads are being moved on by the Spirit of God. And so if you're wanting your children to develop in a spiritual way, we're going to have a spiritual atmosphere to feed that part of their being. Bible talks about John the Baptist. He grew in stature and was mighty in spirit as well. I want us to have children that's mighty in spiritual things. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. We need a church service that's full of the Holy Ghost. One sinner saved. One a consciousness of the holiness of God to where that people will realize they just need to move up in holiness. Amen. I remember one time when Dwayne Holden first got saved, the Lord woke me up at 4:00 in the morning and told me to deal with a few issues. I can't remember what they were just right then, right now. One of them was makeup, but anyway, there was like four issues. The Lord woke me up and told me. And so I was preaching my message. I almost forgot. And right before I closed, I said, well, the Lord told me to deal with these issues, and I worked them in there. I can't say that it just flowed exactly with my message, but anyway, since the Lord told me, I needed to do it, so I did. Afterward, Dwayne Holden told me that he and some others was talking on Saturday night visiting, and they had asked some questions about this issue. And he said, you answered the questions. And he said, not only that, you dealt with them in the order that we was talking about them. We need God to come down and help us and set us apart, church. We need the Spirit of God to speak to us in a special way. Glory to God. I want the power and the presence of God to be here in such a manner that it creates an atmosphere where that when new converts get right with God, it keeps them on the highway of holiness, wanting to live for the Lord. I realize that many people here have something to do with that in your drawing nigh to them, getting close to them. You know, I look back to years ago when some of y'all got saved, Dwayne Bond, and some of y'all got saved. I want to ask you, were y'all helped a whole lot when you was going to the prison services and hanging around Brother Don Earl and different ones? You hung around spiritual people, didn't you? And it wasn't just church services. It wasn't just the preaching. It was also the influence of spiritual people that got close to you during that time. Listen, folks, we need a move of the Holy Ghost, and we need to be able to, amen, be preparing ourselves to where that we're able to influence new converts to separate themselves and dedicate themselves unto the Lord Jesus Christ and live holy lives. It's by your lives, church. It's by your influence. It's by who you are. We're all here present before God. This is a unified effort. It's not just something that the pastor, amen, does. I would not in any wise want anybody to even think that I could take credit for anything that's going on here at Fairland. I give God the glory. But listen, you people are hardworking spiritual people. You make this church what it is. And I give God the glory for every one of you. But I want to encourage you. This is a unified effort. We're here together to lift up Jesus and win souls. We're here together to bring people to a spiritual maturity, to a level of holiness. When people get in the altar and seek the Holy Ghost, I don't want them to be there by themselves. When somebody's discouraged, amen, and they're needing to be lifted up and they're seeking God, I don't want them to feel all alone praying around the altar. Devin, come on up here. Amen, here. Amen. I believe you came up to seek the Holy Ghost one night, right? And maybe more than one night, but I mean, he had definitely said that he was seeking the Holy Ghost. Well, hey man, I want you four boys to come on up here, you three, and come on up here. Now let's get around Devin right now. Let's get around him. And he's seeking the Holy Ghost, okay? I want you to raise both hands. And he's seeking the Holy Ghost. Now we're around him. Hey, what you doing? What are we gonna do at church? What you doing? Well, you wanna go out and eat? Huh? Come on. Let me tell you this joke I heard. I'll tell you, I heard the funniest thing. It's so funny. Am I helping him anyway? I'll tell you, if all of us, even if we're tired, even if we're not, maybe he's a whole lot more deeper in the spirit than we are. If we could at least, you know, say, come on, Devin, we're for you. If we say, thank you, Jesus, hallelujah, we're all here. We're all here present. We're involved in what's going on right here in the church service. Amen. We're not all in some day. If somebody's lifting up the Lord, let's help them lift up the Lord. Bible says to rejoice with them that rejoice and weep with them that weep. If somebody's going through a trial, let's help them. Amen. Let's sympathize with. If somebody's rejoicing, let's rejoice with them. Amen. Fellas, raise your hands and let's all say thank you, Jesus, together. Thank you, Jesus. You know that just helps somebody in the altar. Glory to God. You fellas can sit down. Thank you. I appreciate you helping me here. But I want to make it very plain to everyone here. It is so important. If a preacher is preaching to the lost, if somebody is lost in our church service, even if it's not your boy, even if you don't even know who they are, if a preacher's preaching to the lost, and we're playing around, we're not all here present before the Lord. You want to have church? You want to have souls saved? Well, I'll tell you what, if it's my grandson, I'll tell you I'll cry. I understand the personal connection there. I don't want to tell you that if it was, you know, I understand the personal connection there. I'm just saying, you may not have a burden for somebody that you don't know like you do someone that's a part of your family, but we ought to at least have a burden. Amen. We ought to all be here present. When God's convicting the lost, we ought to all be here saying, I'm involved. That's what I'm here for. That's a part of why our church is in this world. We're here to win the lost. If I know their name, if I don't know their name, amen, I am here as a church. I love the lost. Hallelujah, praise the name of Jesus. Amen, if somebody's singing, I think we ought to do our best to try to lift up the Lord Jesus Christ. If somebody's preaching to us, let's do our best to help them preach. And if we notice the Spirit of God on some folks around the altar, maybe he's not as strong on you as it is on them. But I'll tell you what, we ought to try to encourage the ones that the Spirit of God is moving on. We're all here present before God. Amen. That is another thing. Have to be somewhat aware that you're going to the house of God. That's how to go to church, folks. It's no longer, well, if my favorite preacher's preaching, or if my favorite singer's singing, or if they tell enough funny stories. It's, I'm here before God. Our emotions may be higher or lower depending on a lot of things. You may have more joy in a church service and less joy. And it just, that's the way people are. But if you always come to church with this understanding, I'm present before God, I believe it helps us to sing consistently worshipful. I believe it help us to believe God for great things. I know not everybody was here. I really want to take account tonight. But that Thursday night when I knew people was coming to me saying, God touched me the other night when y'all prayed for me. I knew that God was healing a bunch of people this week. Or the 2 weeks we was in revival. So on Thursday night, I asked how many had been touched by God, healed by God. 14 people raised their hand. And then Brother Steve got healed. And there's been a couple more. Do you realize, amen, how amazing that is? That is amazing. There's some churches that hadn't had one person healed in a whole year. And we've just got, what is this, the 17th day of January, and we've already got probably more than 15. I'm going to ask for a count of hands here tonight. I'm just really, with faith, expecting amazing things. The power of the Lord is present to heal. And I believe he's here today to do amazing things. But God has been visiting us in a special way, folks. And so I'm asking you, I wish I was preaching better, but I'm trying to get us to the place where that when we realize we come to church, we're coming before the presence of Almighty God. People can be healed. Demons can be cast out. Amen. Folks can be delivered from depression and doubts and fears. And then what did he say? To hear, amen, all things that are commanded thee of God. In other words, this is not a smorgasbord. I'm not going to take that and I don't want that. This is, I'm going to listen to whatever God says. And some people, you know, they think everybody else has a hearing problem. I heard the story about this man. He was real concerned about his wife, said, I think she's going deaf, and tried to get her to go to the doctor. She would not go. She said, there's no problem with my ears. So he went to the doctor. He said, what am I going to do? I think my wife is going deaf, and she won't come to the doctor. He said, well, this is the way you can do it to prove to her she's got a problem with her ears. This is the way you do it. Said, when you come home, does your wife have dinner for you? Yeah. Is she usually in the kitchen? Yeah, that's usually when you get off of work. Said, okay, well, when you come through the door, I want you to say, honey, is supper ready? And if she don't answer, go into the room closer to the kitchen, say, honey, is the supper ready? If she don't answer, keep on getting closer. And then finally go up and say it, you know, not loud, but say it in her ear. Honey, is supper ready? And so he came home. He's excited. I'm going to prove to my wife she's going deaf. He came, honey, is the supper ready? No answer. Next room. Honey, is supper ready? No answer. They finally got up, went up to her ear. Honey, is supper ready? For the fourth time, yes, supper is ready. Somebody's having a hard time hearing. And sometimes it's us. Sometimes it's us. Amen. Now, I want to encourage us to not just listen to the Word of God. You remember one of the famous parables of the Lord about the parable of the four grounds. How that the sower went forth to sow, and he scattered the seed, and the birds came and took it away, and then the thorns sprung up and choked it out, and the rocks kept it from getting any moisture, and the sun came out and it withered. Y'all remember that, right? And then you remember that there was one piece of good ground that produced. But what did Jesus say even about that? He said it produced some 30, some 60, and some 100-fold. Even among those that really hear the Word of God, there's some that produce good and better, and some produce the best. Folks, let's come to church with the idea, I'm going to listen so good to what God has to say. I'm not going to be in the 30-fold. I'm not even going to be in the 60-fold. I want to be a 100-fold Christian. I want to be a 100-fold here. That's the way to get the most out of church. When you come to church and say, I hear and I'm going to obey what God has to say. Hallelujah. Amen. And so they said, this is the way I've come to church. This is my attitude. This is the way I've showed up this morning. I have come to hear from God. And so Peter began to speak. He started lifting up Jesus. He started preaching things to these Gentile believers. Well, Gentiles that feared God, acting on what they, and they responded. And the Holy Ghost fell on all them that heard the word. Friends, I believe that the Holy Ghost will still fall on people that hear the word and receive it. And oh, how we need to be filled with the Holy Ghost. Amen. That woman that brought her earthen vessels, amen, the prophet said to her, what do you have? Well, I got a pot of oil. I'll tell you what you do then. This might sound crazy to you. Bring all your earthen vessels. Go and borrow borrow some and ask as many as you can and bring them and start filling up. Well, wait a second. I've got all kinds of vessels here. You mean that little cruise is going to fill up all of these? Yes, that's what I'm telling you. You obey. And so she obeyed the word of the Lord and brought as many vessels as she could. Amen. And as many vessels as she had, there was plenty of oil to fill up those vessels. I want to tell you, God has enough to fill us up. We just got to bring our vessels, amen, and obey in order to have a move of the Holy Ghost like God wants us to have. Y'all believe the word of God? I told y'all this before, and I'm fixing to close. I wish I'd have preached better to you. But anyway, amen, I want y'all to remember that black preacher I heard while I was going through Nashville one time. Back during the days of just scanning the dials to stay awake while I was evangelizing and coming across different preachers. And sometimes, as foolish as old Reverend Ike was, I'd listen to him to stay awake. Amen. I don't know if y'all remember Reverend Ike. He was a prosperity preacher. He'd say the lack of money is the root of all evil. And he'd say, you can't lose with the stuff I use. If you want a prosperity pack, send me some money and I'll send you a prosperity pack and God will bless your billfold to where it'll never be empty. Anyway, he was a kook. But anyway, I heard this other guy sound like a real good preacher. And I don't know who he was, but I remember he'd preach along a little while and he'd say, and you know, some of them black preachers, they'll say, can I get a witness? Or something like that. Some of us will say, can I get an amen? Come on now. And this black preacher, he'd say, let the church say yeah. And the churches all say, yeah! You could hear them in the background that they was getting with it. And he'd preach a little while and he'd say, let the church say yeah! And they'd all answer back, yeah! You could tell they was getting all caught up in the message. And I don't know what was going on when Peter was preaching. They may have not been saying yeah or amen, but there's something inside of them that's saying yes. Oh, yes. Yes. Hallelujah. God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power. Yes, I believe that. Oh, yes. Who went about doing good? Oh, yes. Something inside of me says, yes. And healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. Yes, I believe that. Amen, amen. I said amen. I don't know. It doesn't say that Peter said, come on now, can I get an amen? But he may have. You never know. Don't sound like y'all believe that. Y'all have to say he did. It said here, and we are witnesses of all these things which he did both in the land of the Jews and Jerusalem, who they slew and hung on a tree. Oh, yes, I believe that. That's so sad, but I believe it. Him God raised the third day and shewed him openly. Hallelujah. Glory. Yes. Oh, yes. I believe that. Praise God. And I'll tell you what, we could go through some of this, amen, more, but there was a yes in all of their hearts. They were saying, amen, I believe that.
And this group of people has said, we're all present before God to hear. That's what we're here. We came expecting, and we hear the message, and there's something inside of us that says yes, 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 yes to the message. And the Holy Ghost fell on all them that heard the word. They said yes, 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 and they didn't resist when the Holy Ghost came into the church service. Friend, if you want to get the most out of a church service, just have a yes in your spirit. Have a surrender in your spirit. Amen. Lift up the Lord Jesus in your spirit. Hallelujah. Y'all believe Jesus was anointed of the Holy Ghost? You believe that the power of God was upon him? You believe he went about and doing good? You believe he was slew and hung upon a tree? Y'all believe he rose from the dead? Hallelujah. You believe he's seated at the right hand of the Father? Do you believe he's coming again for a church that's ready? Hallelujah. Do you believe he'll pour out the Holy Ghost upon a church that says yes? Hallelujah. Then I say that this church is ready for a move of the Holy Ghost and fire. Amen. Let's live a holy life. Let's live a surrendered life. Let's lift up Jesus Christ. And every time we come to the house of God, let's say, I'm not just showing up physically. I'm showing up with my whole spirit and soul and body. I'm here to have church. I'm here to worship God. I'm here to pray around the altar. I'm here to believe God for miracles. I'm here to believe God to save the lost. Glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. Glory, glory. Well, I feel the power of God right now. Woo! Oh, glory, glory, glory. You say, well, what does running have to do with anything? I'll tell you, it's just saying yes. That's what it's saying. It's being obedient to God. Amen. Well, what does raising my hands to do? I'll tell you, the Bible says to do it. And so that's why we raise our hands. Why do we raise up our voices and shout unto God? Because the Bible says, amen, that they praised him with a loud voice. I want you to know, we're not just here, amen, to lazily go through a service. We're here to experience God. We're here to have a move of God. We're here to lift up Jesus and win the lost. Hallelujah. We're here to empower the church to see our young people experience the depths of the Spirit of God. Oh, would you raise your hands and give God a praise? He's here. We with the Spirit of God that's here in this service right now, not a doubt in my mind that every sinner in Miller County, amen, could come and find the Lord Jesus in their hearts right here at this altar. Amen. There's not a doubt in my mind every demon-possessed person could have victory and have the Lord Jesus ruling and reigning in their heart and mind. Amen. If they come and find the every drug addict, every alcohol, you say, no, it's not possible. Wait a second. We're here before God. It's not just a preacher that's preaching. We're here before God. God's in this place. And every sinner that's here, every backslider that's here, you can be delivered as well. You can be set free as well. Everybody that's sick for right now. You got infirmity on in your body. I want you to lay your hand on yourself right now. Hallelujah. I want you to lay your hand on yourself right now. Amen. Amen. Put your hand on your head, your chest. Where? I want you to lay your hand on yourself right now. I want you to believe God. Because we are in the presence of God. Amen. Church, let's bind together in unity. We're not just letting everybody else pray about this. Let's pray right now for a wave of healing glory to come through here. Heavenly Father, we come to you in the name of Jesus. And everybody that has infirmity and sickness in this morning service in their body, I pray that you would speak the word and rebuke it, oh God. Deliver people from whatever there is that's holding them back. Take pain away. Take infection away. Take viruses away. Take weakness away. And in the name of Jesus, while we're in the presence of God, heal the sick, Lord. Believe God, church. I said, believe God, you're in His presence. You believe He heals? Let the church say yes. If you believe that God heals, you believe God heals? Yes. Hallelujah! Oh, glory, 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 glory. Oh, I appreciate the presence of God here. I feel like God is doing amazing things. I've told you a few things that I read of Stephen Jeffords, an evangelist in England back in the, 20s and earlier. He prayed for the sick. It's amazing what all the Lord did. And I noticed when people come up, he said, well, do you love Jesus? That's the first question. Yes, I love Jesus. Do you believe when I pray for you, you're going to be healed? Now, that's a pretty definite question. And the people that really had amazing miracles said, yes. I think the church is going to have an outpouring of the Holy Ghost. You're going to say, are you going to church tonight? Well, yeah. Are you going to be in the presence of God tonight? Yes. Oh, yes. Are you going to hear God speak? Yes. Are there going to be things that only God can do happen? Yes! Woo! Oh, God. I don't know about you all, but I just feel so good in my soul. I know I need to quit, but I just am so happy here this morning. I believe God's reviving and refreshing our church and making us into the mighty people that He wants us to be. Be encouraged, all of you prayers. Be encouraged, all of you faithful people that come to the house of God and long for the power of God. I believe, amen, that the visitation is here. Amen. Let's expect the Lord to move. Let's come to church expecting great things. Could we stand? Could we stand? Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Well, he will fill your heart today to overflowing, as the Lord commandeth you. Bring your vessels, not a few. He will fill your heart today to overflowing with the Holy Ghost and fire. He will fill your heart today to overflowing, as the Lord commandeth you. Bring your vessels, not a few. He will fill your heart today to overflowing, hallelujah, with the Holy Ghost and fire. Oh, he will fill your heart today to overflowing. Lord commandeth you, bring your vessels, not a few. He will fill your heart today to overflowing with the Holy Ghost and fire. Amen. Y'all remember, it's so good to see Sister Janie stepping out.
Yes, Lord. Refresh your Jesus. Woo. Refresh your Lord.
He'll fill you up, sister. I know you've been sick for a while. Oh, God, lay your hand on her and help her right now.
Heal her, Lord, like you did.
Y'all remember when she got saved? I was preaching on the Church of the Firstborn. And actually, some people had started shouting while I was preaching. She came up and said, how do I join y'all? I said, you pray through right here. You get born again. That's what she did. Hallelujah. Oh. Let's pray for
her.
Hallelujah. God, I pray you'd heal her body. Brother Allen, come on up here. Let's pray God and lift them up physically. And let's pray God and bless them spiritually. Amen. Y'all need a good move of the Spirit of God. I know you've been through, amen, a lot of physical hardships. It's so good to see. Anybody else need the power of God in your life? Come on up here. We'll pray for you if you need prayer for your body. If you need to be filled with the Holy Ghost or refilled or refreshed, come on up here. Or you say, Brother Lloyd, I want to start coming to church consistently like I need to. I want to show up present before God. I want to hear the word of the Lord. Come on, everybody that would, could we come and lift up the Lord Jesus Christ and expect great things from the Lord.